been amazing, such a welcoming, inviting space with lots of different talents coming up, loads of different ages, types of mediums that they're using in the arts, and I felt really welcome. It's a great space.
It's like a creative outlet. I think it really, really is beneficial. But, you know, there's such a mixed bag of talent, and I just think what an amazing community vibe, the feel, everyone's chatting, people you wouldn't normally get to speak to. I just think it's been amazing.
That was Yadmin and Lucy Lee, writers and performers at Living Shawl Open Mic Night, which is held in a very special venue. Last October, Living Shawl Library opened a new area upstairs for podcasting, theatre, shows, live music, a creative space. And it's called The Creative Space. Already it has won an award. Manager James Ryan was appointed after a successful funding bid and told me how it all began.
Our culture lead put in a bid to the Arts Council. After doing a bit of consultation with some young people, they identified a need to have more of a media environment, providing access to creative and cultural opportunities. So we built a big, brand new, modern performance area. We've got a really good sound system, really good lighting system. We also felt that there was a need to have a studio, so we decided to build podcasting and music production studios.
James told me what he enjoys about his job.
I mean, for me, I guess my passion has always been helping people. There's many careers you can go into in terms of helping people. And for me, I guess working in libraries has always kind of been that kind of background. The adrenaline comes out when I help someone. I don't know how to describe it. It's like even a simple thing of like when working as a library assistant, helping someone on a computer, just small things like that can really help. And honestly, it's been probably the most rewarding job I've done. Every day is different. Sounds a bit cliche, like, but I could be in the studio helping someone with a podcast. I could be setting up the stage for our Music Evermore, which is our rock band school. The beauty of it is that I'm speaking with the community every day. Like, I'd like to say I've kind of embedded myself within the community, and everyone's kind of been incredibly welcoming and friendly. Just pure salt of the earth people in Wittenshaw.
The creative space is filling a gap left as youth and school budgets are cut, giving young people an opportunity to get involved in the arts and creativity.
An issue with some of the schools at the moment is the music or creative provision just isn't being funded anymore. So I do like impromptu sessions. So half the class will go into the studio. We'll have a mess around with the podcast studio and they'll do a bit of recording. And then we go on the stage as well. We usually have the instruments set up, so some of the kids go on the drums. And then I'll show them how to play a few chords on the guitar as well. Like, just, yeah, and they love it. Like, I mean, seeing their faces really makes it worthwhile.
Making the space sustainable by having regular groups in is key. And one such group is Wittenshaw Youth Theatre.
So Ash McDowell is a theatre practitioner. So she approached me probably 2 months prior to opening and said, right, I'd love to, you know, use your space for a youth theatre. And I was like, okay, that sounds amazing. So I think it was the day after we had our official opening, Ash launched Wittenshaw Youth Theatre, and I kind of took a bit of a risk. Libraries historically don't open on Sundays. So I was like, do you know what? I really believe in what she wants to do. I'll give up my first few Sundays, come in, let her in, things like that. The success really is that Ash is getting 50 plus young people every Sunday. So that ranges from 5 up to 18.
Wow.
And again, it's free. There's no cost.
It is a far cry from when a library was a dark, quiet place with dusty books. So what is the purpose of a modern library?
I'm very passionate about the democratic aspect of what a library can do for people. For me, it's always about providing access to information. And I guess the word information is quite a broad term. So I've kind of used that in terms of how I had a vision for upstairs. So in a way, I had around 6 months to network with people, come up with an idea of what I'd like to do with the space. And a lot of it just kind of happened organically. I obviously had a plan in mind, but, you know,
plans change.
Yeah, plans change. And obviously we had that youth provision element in the background, so that kind of gave me a bit of motivation.
The creative space has already won a Libraries Connected Award for Culture and Creativity in 2025.
We were lucky enough to receive an award from Libraries Connected.
I don't think luck comes into it. I think it's hard work and hitting targets and exceeding targets. So don't be too modest, please.
Yeah, fairly modest. there's actually 100 people shortlisted, or 100 services shortlisted, and we won it. So yeah, really good achievement. And I guess, as you said, it shows that your hard work is paying off.
Love the creative space. It's big, the tech stuff, the lighting and everything. We've had art exhibitions as well at the back. So yeah, great space. Come and check it out.